You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. NewsWatch TV is an award-winning technology and consumer news television show airing on AMC Network and ION Television. Today, we are speaking with Andrew Tropiano, the host of the program. Mr. Tropiano, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure being here. Can't wait to talk.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to hearing all the details from you today. So first of all, if you would, describe your current position at NewsWatch TV and your history with the company.
Sure. I guess my position is, there's a couple of different things I do. Most importantly, kind of going from a consumer-oriented perspective, I'm the host of the show. So I've been the host of the show for a couple of years now. Got a co-host recently as well. Her name's Michelle Eisen, but I'm the host. We've also got a few other positions that I have, head of production for the entire company, and then also the executive producer of the show. So a bunch of different hats, but the most fun one, obviously, being on television and something you can probably appreciate, getting to talk to a bunch of cool people all the time, not myself included.
No problem on that, but I'd say you're a pretty cool person, no doubt about that. What would you consider the biggest shift your platform has had to make in the past couple of years to accommodate the rise of social media and video?
It's a good question. So, you know, you look back, television used to always be the end-all be-all. It was all that mattered when it came to entertainment and getting your information, your news. Obviously, with streaming and online video kind of rising, it's a competitive space now. It's much more crowded in a red ocean, more crowded than it's basically ever been before. So what we've done, and kind of realizing that, we've just tried to pivot and meet that new landscape and create content that's not just, you know, TV focused, but also online and streaming focused. So we're kind of creating both and not just making one type of content that that we think blankets all the different mediums. And then it's not about just posting it and you know, and hoping for the best. It's about posting that content, interacting with our fans, and just really treating each different medium with the respect and attention that each medium deserves. But yeah, no, the rise of streaming online video has definitely been prevalent, and it's something that, you know, if you're ignoring it in this business, you're not going to last long. So we hope that we've made the right decisions in that space.
Certainly can't sleep behind the wheel in this industry. And that is for sure. Now, what specific ways have you seen your platform help companies succeed in marketing their products?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, so we, in the last 5 years, we have really worked with an insane amount of companies, but also some really cool players. I mean, we've worked with companies that are large and massive, from the Salesforce to Pitney Bowes to Nielsen, the guys who monitor and report on television, to Audi, to Sony, to DJI, but we've also worked with the small guys, so the one-man app developers, the software companies, the guys who are creating products and selling on Amazon, but not working, not necessarily always the biggest of players. So what we've done is we've worked with anyone, large, small, medium, from general awareness to branding to product launches. You know, if you're a Kickstarter and you want to make sure you're raising that capital so you can actually get your product off and running, we've worked with it. I don't even know how many have successful Kickstarter campaigns. The fact of the matter is, it kind of goes back to how crowded this scene is now, from television to online. It's really hard to get the brand recognition that you want, that your product deserves. You know, the amount of work that some of the people that we talk to put into their babies, and their babies being their products or their apps or their software or their service. You know, it's really important that we're helping them get their product out to the audience that they want and that they deserve. So we've done that. We've also helped people raise capital. So, you know, we've worked with companies that are trying to go on a massive raising campaign. And so they've gone around the world using videos that we've created to do that. But it's also not just about distribution. It's also about the video content that we produce here. You know, we're a television show, but we have a backbone in video production. And we have created some really cool videos that people are using for their own internal purposes, for marketing, for pitch events, for, you know, going to expos. So, you know, let's say you went to Web Summit at Lisbon. You might have seen some of our videos there at some of the pitch events. Anything you can think of that requires a video, we've done that as well. And then the last thing is that we started to get into direct marketing, so it's not always about video. You know, we also help companies that need to, you know, maybe get app installs, focus on getting their app in front of the right people, or, you know, SEO marketing. So we really are, we're a television show, the forefront, but we're also a fully integrated marketing company as well. And that's fun. It's exciting.
And certainly sounds like it. Today we're joined by Mr. Andrew Tropiano, the host of NewsWatch TV, an award-winning technology and consumer news television show airing on AMC Network and Ion Television here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, if you would, what is a trend in your industry that really excites you?
It's, you know, we have a good show, but it can always get better. And so it's always about getting our team together, having brain sessions, thinking it through, watching the show, watching our competitors, understanding how we can improve. What can be done to constantly make our product, you know, our service better and better and better, so that we're not just staying stagnant. Because in this industry, if you're stagnant, you're dead, and that's the last thing we want to do. So it's about that. It's also about adding, you know, new on-screen personalities. So we recently added Michelle Eisen to our team. She's the host along with me on the show, and she's incredible. She's one of the best people I've ever worked with. And it's not just, it's about people finding people like her. People who have passion, who have excitement, and who bring a new element to the show that we didn't have before, finding those reporters, finding those writers, those tech analysts, the people that are going to find the, you know, the businesses that we'd never heard of that are hole in the wall that are going to be huge, finding people who are able to find those. And then, you know, it's also about, we live in D.C. You know, our office is right outside in Crystal City. For your fans, if they haven't heard of it, that's where Amazon's new headquarter along with New York is going to be. So we're going to be right next door to there, and it's putting a big spotlight on the area. And it's about riding that wave and making sure that we're part of it. And so far we have been involved in a lot of talks with some of the biggest players in the DC tech scene. And we're very pumped about that, seeing where that goes. There's a good chance that, you know, we're going to be partnering with a few other companies and building a space where people can unveil their tech products and do pitch events. So, you know, there's some excitement that's going on there, and we're working with some of the big people that brought Amazon here. And it's just, there's just so much going on, and, you know, we're really trying to stay at the forefront of it. And so far it seems like we're being pretty successful at it. So that is 2019 in a nutshell. And honestly, that's not even the tip of the spear.
I bet not. And exciting times, no doubt. It certainly sounds like it. And can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. Where can listeners get further details online on NewsWatch TV?
Yep, there's a bunch of places you can go. Obviously, go to any of your social media outlets and just look up NewsWatch TV. We got a handle on all those. But also, you can go to newswatchtv.com. You can watch anything you want. We've also got new reports and new stories and articles coming out every single day that I would heavily recommend following. You can also catch us on television. We air every other week on AMC, 7 a.m. Eastern Time and Pacific. You can watch us there. And then you can also come to our booth at all the different shows that we attend that I've mentioned in the past. We've got a big media tower at CES coming up in January that I would love anyone who comes so they can get a little peek behind the scenes and see the cool people that we're interviewing.
Sounds fun. And again, Mr. Tropiano, all the best. Have a prosperous 2019. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
You as well.
We have been speaking with Andrew Tropiano, the host of NewsWatch TV, an award-winning technology and consumer news television show airing on AMC Network and Ion Television. And for further details, simply visit NewsWatchTV.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.